Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Live Well podcast. I am so excited because I have a guest today, which was pure divine intervention. I was deep in state meditating and I literally had the loudest ringing in my ears, which is not like, I've never gotten such specific information for a podcast. And it was like ringing and like, you need to bring Paige on the podcast. And I was like, okay. And that happened on a Saturday, Monday. I messaged you, I was like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? And so here we are. So we trust the divine intervention, the timing. We, for some reason, need to have this conversation. I have been a huge fan of you for a long time. And it's actually interesting. I had to pull up when we met because I forgot what year it was. I'll have you introduce yourself in a second, but I'm just getting this out. I was like, what year was that? Because I feel like time is so weird. I was like, was that 2020? Was it 2021? It was 2021 mm-hmm. when we met. I'll go into that later. I'm going to have you introduce yourself. I'm just getting really excited. So there's obviously something here. So Paige, tell us who you are, what you do, and yeah.
I'm Paige, and I'm a personal brand photographer that lives in Tulum. But my unique proposition is I really incorporate the elements of energy and embodiment into my photo shoots. So the type of women that I get to co-create with, they value frequency and they value that being captured in how they share their message online.
And I love so many of the people you've captured. Like I know Kristen, Kyra. Yeah.
Yep.
Danielle, like such beautiful women. Like the frequency makes sense. And going back to how we know each other. So we met in 2021 and it was actually because I was on one of your brand photo shoot things with one of my old friends, like Alicia, yes. who I've known since I was like five. And that's how we met and crossed paths. And that's kind of where I want to start off with, because who I met in 2021, I have full body chills as I say this. I would not recognize the woman standing. And like, I actually feel a wave of emotion coming up in my body. Like I would not recognize who is sitting in front of me right now. It is, like I said, full body chills. So can you kind of walk us through even like the pivotal points from like the woman I met in 2021 and how you've blossomed into the woman that you are today, even like your photography, like, yes, you did photography then, but I still felt something, but I feel it on a whole different level. Like when you capture people today, and I think you even have in your Instagram, like higher self photographer.
Yes.
How is like your whole evolution from 2021 until now, is it the highlights, the Cole's notes of the major things that has allowed you to transform?
Yes. Okay. So in the quickest short form possible, when I met you, you know, I was in the early stages of being an entrepreneur. Like I, before that, was an employed content creator. And so I had the skills. And when I look at, you know, the extension of my work then, it was just an extension of who I was at the time. Like I was this person that was really into the curated Instagram photo. And so my work was representing what was of value to me then. And when I met you, I was at the beginning of my spiritual journey. I had just bumped into meditating and bumped into what quantum physics was. And I was, you know, dabbling in it and I was doing the meditations every day. And I think that's the beauty of like what you just said. It gave me full body chills too, because doing this work that we do, like the inner work, the co-creating with the divine, it is such subtle work that one day you just look at yourself, like look back and you're like, I don't even know who that person is anymore, because I have been so committed to this path of growth and expansion that I see her and I see what she was thinking and what her limiting beliefs were and what she thought was available to her. And I'm just 10x'd in a different direction now. And so now being, you know, the growth of where I was and who I am now, it's like, I can see how when you are dancing too with the divine, your work and who you are is always just an extension of who you become, right? So it's like, it makes sense that my work has taken this transition and the type of clients I work with now and the type of work I want to do, because it's an extension of who I am now. Like, I think there's a point in the journey where you get to a point where you know too much to not be different. Like, you know too much to not want to do something different, right? Yeah. And I can't say I coined that. That's definitely a Dr. Joe Dispenza term, is like, there gets to be a point where you know too much to ever remain the same. But yeah, that's kind of the journey. And thank you for acknowledging me for that.
You talked about, I think in a recent post, how your worst nightmare became your greatest blessing.
Yes.
Can you share kind of like how you took that moment to emerge as like that higher version of you? Because there are people who perhaps don't leverage it and they don't even know how. And so like, what was that point for you that you were able actually to take that and make that into your greatest blessing?
I think that the universe will test us, and we always can't know that we always can't see what's happening on the other side. But when you just have such trust, and I couldn't see this at the time, but now knowing what I know, when we can hold trust that when God, our creator, source, it takes something from us, it's because we are always being redirected to something better. And at the time, my worst nightmare, I had worked so hard for years. You know, I had the vision board with Bali. I wanted to live in Bali. It was my whole dream. And finally, when I had this job that allowed me to work remotely, I could move to Bali. And so I did it. And months later, you know, I broke my leg. I was on this first class ticket back to Canada with my leg elevated. And I was in the middle of the lockdown awaiting this surgery that I couldn't even get to because you needed to quarantine if you'd been traveling. So I'm like in my parents' basement with my leg kicked up, waiting for this surgery, literally thinking, how did I get here? Like, how is this my current reality? Like, I was just a month ago living the dream, and here I am now with literally nothing, like nothing. You know, I didn't even have the job anymore that I had then because COVID happened and they had to let me go. But holy shit, that was the moment where you're getting stripped everything that isn't going to be in alignment with where you're asking to go, but it has to unfold in the most unpredictable way. And so bringing it back to your question, I think that when you are so committed, like, to this vision of the life you desire to have, but you release the control on how it needs to happen for you, and you just keep making small increments in alignment to like the life you desire to live, it's going to unfold and it's going to be better than you ever expected.
I know now why we're meant to have this conversation, because I feel the exact same way. Being able to just like take it all, take whatever you want, like the deep trust, the deep like surrender into it. It takes such deep trust when you step into that void and nothing is there yet. And you're just like, you keep going, and like one step, and you follow the nudge, you just keep going. But it takes, like you said, such deep trust. So
yeah,
how did you get, did you just decide because you're tapped into the vision? That's how I feel too. But like, is there something that you were like, oh, this was a moment where like it activated my deep trust, or I allowed myself to deep trust, or the fears and the doubts no longer came in? Or was it for you like a process that you went through, or a modality that you use, or what was the thing that like gave you the deep trust? Or are you like me where you're just like, fuck it, and we're just like, we're going at it, and like, that's it?
I think I'm very much like you in that sense, where I know, I also, if you don't want to do it from a quantum physics realm where you know, embody the energy and really just focus on who you're being, there also is in practicality in Newtonian physics where you cannot fail if you keep trying. Like, there will be an odds number. Yes. Like, if you want to be the person that's like, I don't want to listen to the energy, and you just want to go from a mathematics standpoint, there is literally, if you keep going and you keep trying, eventually you're going to get there, right? Like, it's a numbers game at that point. And so that's kind of where I was living at that point in time, like three years ago when I met you. I really was like, okay, well, if I just keep trying, I eventually will get it right too. And I think there's so much beauty in that. There's so much beauty in knowing you cannot get to where you want. You will absolutely get to where you want to be if you just don't give up. Like, that's all it takes, is like this desire to want to be in that life so bad. And when you want it so bad that it's really the ultimate destination of the life you desire to have, when you think about who do I want to be? What do I want to feel? Where do I want to live? How do I want to move through life? And you're so committed to feeling that, like, you will collapse time and you will get there. There's no debating that. It's just in any kind of reality, whether you want to hustle or you want to kind of just embody and let things flow to you, either way, things are always going to come to you. It's impossible.
I mean, I'm more a fan of not hustling and the energetics. And I think if you're in my world, we're like, no, let's use quantum to make it easy and relax, not necessarily make it where we have to like grind and hustle.
Yes.
But you've also, I think, built so much confidence in yourself through that. Yes. How have you been able to also like build the confidence, either like even keep going if someone's like, okay, I just keep going, the confidence when it's not working or the results isn't there yet, or like it's not in front of you yet. I feel like you keep going. How do you have that confidence to just keep going?
Okay. My intuition, it says that there's really only way you build confidence, and it's through taking the shot, like the action, taking the shot, like being willing to look stupid, being willing to fail, being willing to put the offer out and have no one sign up, being willing to go to the destination without knowing how it's going to work out for you, because your body is like courage is like a muscle. You do it enough times and your body is now, your nervous system is regulated to handle more expansion, more unknown, that the more you do it and you practice it, and it can be as simple as, you know, booking a flight for just a week by yourself somewhere, going, doing that. Okay, now you're expanded to handle more. Putting one offer out there, okay, it didn't perform well, but you're comfortable and you slowly expand. And so when I took that move to Tulum in October 2020, when no one was traveling, just my intuition and my heart said, you know, you said you want to live by a beach and this is somewhere in the world that's open, so why don't you go give it a shot? Mm-hmm. Doing that, I didn't know what was going to work out for me. I didn't know that, you know, this was going to all flourish for me here, but my intuition said so. My intuition just said, you have to go. And I think that when we can be so led by just the desire, the heart, like the not needing to have the mind complicate it, but just feeling like, yeah, that's meant for me. Something there is meant for me. I think that's how you work up the confidence when you follow that.
I feel like you've done such a, because I've watched you, done such a good job of like, you always the next, and you go for it. Even how you've evolved over the last year, like I know we talked about 2021 to now, but even in like what you're talking about on your Instagram, like how you're doing things, like, yes, your beautiful images as well, but just who you are. And you're really, I feel like, bringing through the truth of who you are in all those different elements through your brand, like beyond just a photographer. Like, I wouldn't consider you like just a photographer. Like, it's so much more in the deep. Not that there's anything wrong with stuff, but like it's so much more. And I think you bring through that confidence, that trust, that liberation that you are then able to magically capture, but you also bring it through your clients that you capture. And like when you capture them, you capture their essence. It's like you have this magical ability to like pull it out, and like I see the depth of them in the image. I don't know. I'm just speaking now. I'm just like reflecting back to you.
Beautiful. I love it.
I really feel like your internal work has blossomed, like, yes, in the success of your business, but also the way you do business and like the way you now take notice of people. Like I notice it in all those little intricacies of like when it hits me, I'm like, whoa. Like, I think one day you should be like shooting for like major publications, of the way you like impact things. Like, I think, well, I know it's going to be out in the, like even bigger in the world.
It's unfolding. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think the reason why you can see that is because there is a truth in the work that you do too, and in the path you're leading. And I think to speak on what you just said, when we are really embodied in the truth of who we are, and it's like the highest self-expression of who we are. No one else can write your code, or no one else can embody the work you do. You know, there's thousands and millions of other photographers out there. What makes me unique? I'm following the truth of me. This is my story, and I'm integrating my next versions of me into the work I do. And I think when we follow that, that formula, it's like you become a magnet. Like in the quantum mm-hmm. physics realm, when you really are just expanding and evolving, and then your work is just this new extension of you, it's going to be magnetic. It's going to be felt. It's going to be pure. And no one else can take that away from you because it's your authenticity. It is the truth of who you are. And I think, you know, we see so many people now in the online world following someone else's formula, but it will not resonate with the people you desire to work with the same, because the authenticity is something that I feel like you can't fake. And you won't be for everyone, but you will be a match to the frequency you're vibrating.
And I feel like you've done such a beautiful job of being able to like really call in those people who are a match for like your evolution. Like I've seen it, like you work with some of the biggest names, like I know like really big, you know, amazing women who are changing the world, and like you help them change the world and you're changing it through your photography. And really, it's like your authenticity allows their authenticity to be like brought through beyond just the photo.
Yes. And I think that also is because I understand the work that they do. You know, you could hire any photographer, but are they embodied in the work and the energy of what you are teaching your clients, what you are sharing with the world? And so these women, I see them. I see what they're about. I understand the laws of which they're expressing in their programs, their mentorship. Like, you know, like even my mentor, when I met her, it was like, I just knew the minute I met her, there was a match. And it was something that I couldn't explain what it was. It was a frequency. And so I get it, because this is the work that we do. We understand the laws of energy. And I think that gets to be the beautiful thing of creating with the quantum is when you're embodying it and when you're dancing in this and when you're doing the work, you actually, it's like a somatic knowing when things are meant for you and when they're not. And so when people want to know, like, how do you know what's the right decision? When you really start following your truth and when you really start getting honest about who you are, what you want to do, like what's the soul's work here? You actually can just intuitively start feeling what is meant for you pretty easy. Intuition, I feel like, is a muscle too. The more you get apparent with the frequency of your heart, the easier it will be to understand what you're supposed to do here.
Yeah, whenever people say, I don't know, I'm like, oh, you do know. You just have limitations and conditions. Like if we remove all of that, the fears, you do know. You just have like fears, conditions, limitations placed on top that make you feel like you can't. But you do know. We always know. So you mentioned really drowning out the noise and coming back to like your authentic like expression of how you do photography. So does that mean before you felt like there was a bit of noise that you felt like you had to be this type of photographer, do things this kind of way? And there was a process of like you really coming back and like drowning out the noise?
You know, it's so interesting. I feel like in my business, this entrepreneurial path, I've always actually just been doing things that were an extension of like what excited me. Like, you know, I started out my journey, budget female travel blog, because that's who I was at the time. That's what I was doing. And then, you know, I came to Tulum and I was all about going around to these places and taking the cool photos. So then I started the photo tours because that was an extension of what I was excited about. And my business and what I do, I can genuinely say, has always just been an extension of what the self was identified with at the time, which I think, and how I really have started to differentiate that lately, especially when it comes to drowning out the noise, is I think there's this paradigm in especially the online game where people assume that if you have a high following and high engagement, you're killing it in your business, or that equals the metrics of success, right? And I swear this on this podcast, that the most influential women I know that are absolutely killing it in their business, their engagement or these metrics are quite low, actually. And I had this like aha moment of, oh my gosh, following a secret formula to success in the eyes of society is not actually the secret to success. Like the secret to success is really following your truth, is following the thing that you feel like is the mission and the service of the work you want to do. Like that is felt. It is felt, and people will receive you in a way beyond going viral.
I love that you said that for two reasons. A, you're so right about the metrics. One of my mentors has like 4 likes on one photo and makes 7-figure months. So yes. Like, let's just like throw that out the window. I will just like, I also say the same thing to people. So like, let's double drive that home. But I like even what you said about how that ties to your journey, how it's evolved along the way, because I think even like I've evolved so much from what I used to do back when I met you to what I do now. Mm-hmm. And allowing that as you become more of who you are meant to be, that totality comes through, that authenticity comes through. It doesn't mean that we weren't authentic before. That was true for us then, but we've evolved along the way. And I think a lot of times people don't allow themselves to become more of who they are. They get locked into perhaps what they should do. And even if what they're doing is successful and you've had success, it can be hard to, well, now I'm going to shift gears, but I was doing this and it was authentic to me and I was successful, but now I'm going to evolve into something different. Right. And I think it's as you do that, you become more of who you are. You become more and more successful. You come back into your totality. That comes out more and more and more as you evolve. And then you get all those successful, you can't see me, I'm using successful in air quotes, but it's more of that success that you're actually reaching for versus outsourcing your power to what you think you need to be in order to be mm-hmm. successful, whether that's vanity metrics, whether you think you need to talk about a certain topic or do things a certain way that works for them because that is their truth of their totality. Sure, there are aspects we can take and we can always learn and we're both in mentorship, but I think when we do that too much, we miss out on our own totality, which is our uniqueness, which is what gets us highly paid. And I think if you didn't bring through your uniqueness the way you've done it, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I remember there was this breaking moment after I had met you. So this is about summer 2022, when my Instagram at the time was called like That Blonde Bikini Girl. And I just knew, like I had had it like that handle for like 8-9 years. And it was an extension of what I was at the time, traveling, you know, wanting to be this like tropical travel blogger. And I just knew this isn't for me. And I knew, okay, I'm making a bold step here. Like I'm going to release all of this, you know, needing to post the travel tips and stuff because it just wasn't who I was anymore. Like I had built this business around being this like travel guru, you know, air quotations from myself too, but I didn't want to talk about that stuff anymore. I wanted to talk about, you know, energy, like growth, like the journey I'm on to becoming the best self. I didn't want to talk about anything about tips to Tulum anymore. And I knew there was going to be a lot of people that were going to drop. There was going to be a lot of people that didn't resonate with my message anymore. My business had to completely change. My offers, I couldn't be doing photo tours anymore. Like, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be, you know, really doing intentional photography. And yeah, of course, there was a bit of a shift. But guess what? The people that aren't meant for you drop off. And the people that are meant for the journey ahead, they get on. And that takes a trust in yourself of knowing and the commitment. But it's like, there's no other way, is there? Like you either stay in an old paradigm of what you no longer identify with. And then what, maybe you get health issues because, you know, there's a chronic issue because you're so dysregulated from how you're living. Or you follow the path that's in alignment. You follow the path that you know is the one you want to go after. And laws of energy will prove that when you are so committed and certain, when you are so in your being, knowing that something is destined for you, you will collapse the time to get there quicker because there's not a separation between who you are and what you desire.
And it's always the separation people create, always, always. Yes. And it's about like dissolving and bridging that gap between any separation that you perceive between that version of you and the version of you here now.
Yes. Yes.
You talked about a powerful paradigm shift, that's a tongue twister, on one of your posts. Can you share with us on the podcast that?
Oh, powerful? Yes. Okay. I think I have a post that says the most powerful paradigm shift is it can happen for her, but it can't happen for me too. And I think this is a reality that so many women especially live in, especially when we are comparing the person that's actually been on a journey for like 10, 20, 30 years, and they're now successful to where you are now. But there is something that will happen chemically in your biology that changes when you begin to change that thought to, wait a minute, she is evidence that if it happened for her and she did it, that means I can too, because there are beliefs and ways of being that this woman lives by to get to where she did. And if I can adopt that behavior and that belief system and that way of thinking and being, it would be possible for me too. And that is the most powerful paradigm shift, because the minute we live in the separation of it can happen for her, but it can't happen for me, the self turns off. Like the minute you say something can't for you, it's like all the realities where it was available to you are now dead, because you turned into a victim instead of a creator of your reality.
You took yourself out of the game. Like you literally just, you take yourself out of the game, you shut off those pathways and portals. And then we're like, well, they're not here. And it's like, well, you're not here because you forgot who the hell you are, and you forgot that you're the creator.
Yes.
Like, let's just come back. Like, oh, forgot for a second we were the creator. Well, let's bring it back, because you're right. Like, and people shut themselves down so often, and I feel like they get caught in this loop where they really forget that they're the creator. And the only reason they're not experiencing it is because you've forgotten by creating that separation, and you've lost touch with like the self.
Yes.
Yeah. You're so right. I feel like this is just an episode about like, come back to yourself and then allow more of yourself to unfold and follow those nudges and follow those like inklings and like, don't let the noise get in the way, and the mind will kind of have some chatter and we acknowledge it and we let it be and we just keep going.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, this can, I imagine for your audience and the type of people that are invested in, you know, listening to your podcast, they know this is the truth. But something that I always remember when I start to forget that I am the creator of my reality, whenever something hard happens, because like you say in your post too, it's easy to believe you are the creator when things are going great for you. The work is remembering the power and the truth of who you are when things aren't going your way. And quantum physics has proven that when things aren't going your way, it's actually because there is a, like, chaos brings order. And so when things aren't going your way, there's actually something really amazing manifesting and being born for you on the other side of that chaos, and on the other side of that silence, on the other side of that plummet in sales, whatever it may be that you're facing, that you have to stand in your power. There's something being born for you. And something I always remember is I'm like, okay, if I believe truly I'm the creator, then I have to take radical ownership and honesty that I create everything in my life, the good, the bad, the low, the highs, right? And so I always just remember, like, if I'm the creator and there's something hard I'm going through, there is something amazing for me on the other side of this. Like, source, God, creator has something that I am being tested to receive in this moment, if I can just stay in this. And I swear every time I have stayed in it and remained in the energy of knowing, not, you know, lowered my rates or did anything to be like, okay, maybe I'm not worthy of receiving this. Let me go back to the old self. Whenever I've really stayed in the frequency of the new self, things have always collapsed for me, and they've always unfolded in, if not a better way than I could have ever imagined.
I agree 1000%. It's that gap where you take yourself out of the game. When someone asks for something, they forget you asked for like the lessons, challenges, and personal power required to hold it. So like, oh, you want to do this? It's like, okay, well, these things can't come with you, or you better be able to navigate this. But instead, people drop them out, like you said, and they pull back. And it's like, no, no, this was the thing that would help you become the woman who could hold that. Where are we going? Why are we pulling out? This is good. I'm like, great. This means that there's an up level the other side, because I asked for it. There's the challenge. We're going to navigate the challenge. We're going to move through, and then we're going to receive.
Yes. Yes. Something about this as well that I think many women, that I believe now is the truth of the work, especially when we're talking about, you know, manifesting our reality and manifesting the life we want to have. I think there is this really easy place that women get to have the body they desire. And I know that the shame around the body with women runs so incredibly deep. But, you know, living my 20s in this rat race of like diet culture and working out and thinking I needed to do all these things to look a certain way, I now, as my truth over the past years, have realized actually you can condition your mind to have the body you desire through really living in a state of peace and harmony and ease in your body, because your body's relaxed. Your body's not needing to hold on anymore. Your body's not scared. And this is something I just wish more was out there, more in the world, was this ability to feel at ease in our body and watching our body, you know, really release a lot of what is actually being held on through the energy, through the stored energy centers of fear and desperation and control and feeling unworthy or never good enough, that the body, when it's holding on to that energetically, will actually keep us in a state longer than we need to be. And this is something about the work too that I've found to be profoundly, profoundly, like, just really in awe of, like, how we really are just energy.
You know, I agree 1,000%. So would you say that, like, all it was through releasing all of that that allowed your physical body then to come into peace, and then obviously, like, change physically, but more about, like, the peace, and it was a ripple effect, because it wasn't the focus on changing the physical body. It's the focus on, let me feel peace within myself. And the after effect just happens to be the physical body thrives as well.
Yes. Like, hands down to what you just said. And I think there's no one formula for people. It's like, how do you want to feel every day? How does what is the perfect alignment of, like, your body moving through life every day? Like, what does that look like to you? Does that look like walking? Does that look like eating a little bit of everything you love every single day, but, like, being consciously aware that, like, this isn't going to make you fat. This is a joy of life. And, like, coming into your relationship with food and your relationship with body from, like, bliss and overflow. And, like, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you, like, love, you just love yourself. And when you're on these walks, which are, like, your form of activity, you're, like, connected to nature and you're really flowing and you're happy with the movement you're doing. I think that is profoundly more effective and profoundly more life-changing than the woman that is committed to the diet and the exercise regime, but she internally hates it and feels like showing up in that way is from a place of, like, needing to do it to look a certain way.
And even knowing that what your body is saying can shift day to day as well.
Yes.
And being able to listen to that, and, like, that's the feminine energy of being able to flow versus the rigidity of then almost, like, rejecting and abandoning yourself and your body when your body's trying to communicate with you, but your maybe, like, conditioning, wounding, or limitations through the despair or the lack of self-love or all these things make you behave in a certain way that then you feel at war in your body. And it's no wonder your body then feels at war with you because you've actually not been listening to it. And if we think about a child who's never listened to, well, are they going to feel safe with you? Well, no. So why would your body feel safe with you?
Yes. Yes. This is the power too of, like, really practicing with our creator and, you know, moving into really, I think intuition is just the creator streaming through you, God, source. It really is, like, the intuition is the intuitive wisdom that the mind can't comprehend, but it is coming from something far greater than you. And it is helping you co-create with you to get to where you want to be. If we can just listen, and the only way to strengthen it and to know if it's your intuition is to continuously practice, you know, this relationship, practice nurturing it, honoring it. The more we lie to ourselves and the more we try to fight the intuition, I think we get really disconnected from it. Yeah. But the more we practice it and say, okay, that worked. Okay, that was an alignment. Okay, that is working for me. And it's all just because it's streaming through you. I think that is really a secret to living a super purposeful life.
Yeah. Hence purpose. Is it purpose or purposeful by page? Purpose by page.
Purpose by page. Yeah.
And I think, like, the common thing I've noticed in everything you said, whether it's business or body, is really, like, listening to the nudge versus fighting against it. And I think, like, that's something we all need to do. Yes. Like, in our bodies and our businesses, but in all aspects, even in relationships, we need to listen to that nudge. Like, you always have all the information. Just some people ignore the information, that gut feeling, that intuition, where it's leading them. And it's ignoring that normally causes problems in all areas of life.
Yes.
And yeah, I feel like you just do a really good job at doing it in all these different areas, which has then allowed you to create this purposeful life.
And some of these decisions are so freaking hard. Like, sometimes we can want something so bad and the gut is just saying this isn't right and you don't know why and you want it so bad. And there's a part of you that is, like, hoping this could somehow work out or it could be for you. But I swear honoring that voice and cutting ties with the energy that is keeping you aligned to that old self, I really do think the quicker we can cut those ties, this is something I have noticed in all successful, especially in the women that I'm creating with, this is something I've noticed in all of them that has gotten them to the level of alignment and success they have in their business, in their health, in their wealth, and in the life they're creating, is they have the ability to take action from that place, even when it means losing a marriage, losing the job, losing the career they had built to start over. Like truly the way to get to where we want to be quicker, after analyzing all of the people and really, you know, from practicing this from the level I have, is how fast can we follow that voice? Because that voice will take us to where we want to go 10 times faster. Not saying it's going to be pleasant, not saying it's going to be comfortable. It probably won't, but you will get there quicker.
100%. It's like the quicker you can make it and do it versus staying in that in between. I really feel like there is more, I want to say agony for the soul, staying in the in-between versus actually doing the thing. The thing might be uncomfortable, but I actually think there's more agony not doing it and sitting there for perhaps not only days, weeks, months, even years, sitting in that in-between than just making the decision, being uncomfortable for a hot minute and then going. And like you said, I agree. The women that I see, they just do it. And it's uncomfortable for a hot minute, but you go and you go and you go and higher and higher and higher, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You become the woman who's willing to.
Absolutely. And I think that energetically, there also is a big relation between love and money. And I think that for many women, they don't realize this, but if they stay in a relationship or in love with someone that they know isn't the highest potential for them, I do believe energetically, you'll reach a cap on what you can also create financially for yourself too, because you are energetically vibrating pretty low in one that you can't ascend in the other, because money and love, like a sense of worthiness to receive, it's all intertwined.
I agree so much. I can't tell you people have, like, whether it's left relationships or marriage or even just like had the tough conversations to change the dynamic.
Yeah.
It ripples into their business and their money.
Yeah.
Because they are so tied. And I think trying to think that they're separate, it's like, well, no, especially when you are your business.
Yes.
They are very much intertwined. And like the frequency standards that you have in one area, you can't tell me that you have low frequency standards in your relationship, but high ones in your business, and there isn't going to like pull you down or drag you down in some kind of way. Like your standards are your standards, and they have to be at that level in all areas, no matter what. And like, you can't dip in those in your relationship, but say that you're not in your business or vice versa. Like it has to be in congruency. I'm a big fan of the word congruent. Yes. And I think there has to always be a congruency in the frequency you're operating, where you don't like dim your standards or you don't lower your frequency and accept certain things in certain circumstances, but not others. And then like, you're just playing a leaky energy game that of course is going to affect you in a multitude of different ways.
Exactly. I was just going to say it's energetic leaks, and then you said it. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, lots of people don't realize like that is actually a very key element when people are wondering why things aren't working for them or why things aren't picking up. It's like, you gotta close your leaks first, because when we have leaks all over the place and our energy is spewing, and you know, we're giving our energy to all the people and the places and the stuff that we know aren't in alignment with the highest potential. And people can say that's pretty cutthroat. You're gonna, you know, not associate with these people anymore because they're not good enough for you. But the reality is, we only have so much available energy, and like literally, a human being can only on its own, you know, expand its aura to a certain extent and call in and create with a certain available amount of energy per day. And the reality is, when we're giving it to the people and circumstances, the job, the creation projects that we're working on that we know aren't in alignment, well, they're leaks. There's leaks all over in terms of going to the next level, because your energy is all over the place.
I like to think of it as like, not that they're not enough, we're just different. We're on just different frequencies.
Yes.
And so like when people say like, oh, I'm saying they're not enough or they're not like good enough to come with me, I'm just like, we're just on different paths. And that's it. We're just like two different fruits, apples and oranges. It grows apart. It's just no longer in resonance. So like, I'm like, we're not making those people bad or wrong or like they're not enough. We're just resonating at different frequencies. It might come back together, you know, and they might raise to our resonant frequency and they might not. And that's perfect. And there's instances where friends or romantic partners can come back around. There's instances where it doesn't, but both is perfect. But I think then not thinking, oh, I'm going, like, I'm making them bad or wrong is just different.
Yes, different. I love that. So true. Yeah.
So I want to really bring this all together because I want to bring you back to your photography because I just think you are exceptional. I've said that so many times, but like the way you bring it out from people, and like I know you work with a lot of people who are just, their aura is like naturally like that, but perhaps you probably also have clients you work with who maybe doubt their confidence or really showing up as, themselves. How do you kind of help pull that through, or like how can you explain to someone to step into their confidence, either leading up to a photo shoot or wanting to step into that highest self, like how you pull that out from people? Because I feel like energetically you do. Maybe you do that without realizing.
Yeah.
Maybe you just see the angle and you like you go. But I feel like there's something to your frequency where you're pulling it.
Okay. So the first thing I do, and you know, this is through my own social media platform. Nobody ever just books a photo shoot. Just, you know, oh, I'm looking for a Tulum photographer and books through me. That's not how I ever get a booking. It's always someone that was either directed or they've been consciously watching me for a while and decided they want to work with me. And in that case, there is a level of vulnerability that I have to create and that has to be there, because for a woman to want to, you know, be open enough to have her fullest, most expressed self come forward, she has to feel safe and she has to feel as though there has been a space open for her to be received in that type of way. And I've noticed the easiest way for me to do this, or the way where I've gotten the best results and really created some magnetic creative, is when I'm vulnerable. I'm so transparent about my journey and the things I've walked through and the way I feel in my own body, or the discomforts or the, you know, self-conscious beliefs I've held in my body before. When I can be so open with that, it's like this surrender and this ability to be seen comes forward. And then I really, really like to set intention with the photo shoots. Like, what is the intention of this photo shoot? What is the energy you want to come in? And whenever I can see during the photo shoot that there is a disconnection happening, that she is moving into her mind about how this is looking and out of her, how this is feeling in her body, I always bring her back to that intention. Let's go back to the intention. Like, what do you want to feel? Okay, what is abundance and free feel like in your body? Don't worry about me. Just what does it feel like? Move into that energy. And always when we look back at photos, we can always remember how we felt in that exact moment. And so it's like this ability to create the energy and the co-creation of like who she desires to be in her highest self and capturing her from that, I feel like has been the most potent thing, because I do believe that creative and content, it carries a frequency, like who we were being in that moment is really captured on the lens. And that's how I've noticed to really create an energy, is like, what's the energy I'm being in on the shoot? And then how can I be feeling into her energy to make sure we keep her in the highest self.
Wow. I'm just in awe. This makes sense as to why, like, your images, like I know when it's like a Paige Harker image, I can tell, like, that is Paige. Even if I don't know that they're like one of your clients, I'm like, no. And I'll ask, I think it was Kristen. I was like, oh my God, like, who does your stuff? She's like, Paige. I'm like, of course it's fucking Paige. Of course it's Paige. I'm like, cause I'm drawn in, and I like, you actually capture like the magnetism, I think, makes sense in terms of the space you create. Because like, it's not just snapping a picture like that's pretty, because like lots of people can take a pretty photo, but like you actually capture like the essence, and I feel the essence behind the person. Like I know I've said this so many times, but your photography is like unmatched. Like it's truly like, I really see you capture, it's magnetizing, as you say, and now it makes sense as to why and like what you create. And the, I think the level of intentionality and the frequency you bring through what you create, you're not just there. Cause I've worked with some other brand photographers before that don't just like, you're snapping a picture that's pretty to look good for branding, but you are like the essence of the higher self, and it's coming through, and like you're making sure that that frequency stays locked in and clean the entire time. And that's why you're able to create the creation that you do. And I feel
chills. Like, I just,
this is wild.
Chills. I think too, it's like, you know, in energy, like me and you, we're always talking about embodiment, like who are we being? I can't create that. I can't hold that if I'm not it. Like I can't hold a woman, a powerful woman in that energy if I don't match her frequency. Like there will be a disconnection in what I'm asking her to move into if I can't hold it too. And so there has to be this ability to understand the laws of energy, understand the laws of frequency. And that's why I don't want to work with anyone that doesn't understand this work. Like when they hear embodiment photography, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Great, you're not for me. Yeah. I really want to work with someone that really holds the standard frequency first, because I know for anybody in that world, that is the highest extension of their brand. That is what they desire to have felt and be seen in their creative. And that's the standard I want to hold myself to when working with women or working with the people that choose me.
I agree. Like if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. But like you, again, you focus on the people. And even from like a business perspective, you focus on the people who get it, and you're not worried about the people who don't, or trying to drag them along with you, or trying to like make them understand. It's like how you felt with your mentor. A soul resonance, like someone will find, like how I see you. I'm like, this is like, no, I want to book a shoot. I'm like, okay, we need like a Paige Harker 2.0 version. I will show like my 2021 photo will show.
We will definitely be, I know that me and you will co-create sometime. Yeah. We definitely know.
No, I do. I've been thinking, like, I see like you're moving out of Tulum. I'm like, oh, I'm not giving grace. I do this. I'm like, okay, it's floating there. When the divine timing is there. And then we'll even like, even between us, maybe I'll post like a before and after. We'll show the are both of our evolutions. My evolution and
yes,
and it'll be hilarious, and I'll love it.
Yeah, like your evolution has been so beautiful. Also, it's definitely been noticed, and I see you. Yeah, and you're, in my opinion, a very, very, very powerful woman in the truth of who she is and following the work that she knows to be true. And I will say there is a lot of noise out there. I think embodiment is the most important key element in business these days. And I think a lot of it isn't totally genuine sometimes. And you are definitely someone I know, and I feel it. I'm like, shit, this is the truth for her. This is who she is. And this is the work that she's meant here to do. And she's embodied in what she's doing. And I think the embodiment is just the piece that is so important, and we can't fake it. You can't fake embodiment.
No, you can't. But thank you so much for that reflection. That means a lot.
Yeah.
And one more thing before I finally wrap it up. I think you're right. People get wrapped up in trying to be embodied in something that they're not, or trying to be something that they're not, not realizing that like your truth is more than enough for you to be successful in whatever you want to be successful in. Just focus on like being in your truth. It doesn't matter if it's not someone else's truth that you perceive as ahead of you. If that's not your truth, don't try to make that your truth if it's not embodied, because it's A, not going to have the result that you want. B, it's not going to be fulfilling for your soul, and you're going to feel in agony. So you might as well just like be fully tapped into whatever that is at your truth, whatever it is at your embodiment, and focus on that versus trying to be something that you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the truth is, you're never going to be for everyone.
Yeah.
You're never going to be for everyone. You're never going to make everyone happy. Not everyone's going to understand you, but when it's true for you, you'll call in those right people that you're also a match for.
So for all of the people who I know are just like, I need to follow Purpose by Paige, we'll also leave it down below in the description, but tell us how, like, is Instagram the best place for people to find you? I know you, like, you go all around the world. So it doesn't matter, like, if you're not in Tulum, Paige goes all around the world. She posts, like, her locations. She posts, like, everywhere she's going to be in 2024, even 2025. So, like, people, A, need to head over to find you. Like, even if you're not booking a photo shoot, just go and, like, feel the essence of her work and then go book a photo shoot. when the divine timing, but like if you are and like you're feeling the pull, like you said, to even like whether you have a business or not, I think even just doing it for yourself can be really great if it's something you even like keep for yourself, to just have that embodiment of your higher self,
yes,
no matter what you use it for. But go on, is that like find you, because you work all around the world. You're going to Greece, you're going to a couple places, and you're always posting like when you have availability, the locations you're going to be in. Obviously there's high frequency people in my world that are going to want to know you and love you like I do. And yeah, I'll let you speak, but like, yeah, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is the most place I am active and I post everything on there. And yeah, if someone feels the call, whether it's, you know, just something about this podcast, something I said, or you're interested to know my locations and where I am, I would love to hear from you. Just send me a message or message that you found me on here and I'll give you a follow back.
Yeah, I think highly recommend everyone go follow Paige. She's exceptional. Go even feel like your frequency changed by the images she creates. But it's also like you create so many reels that I think benefit people. So even if it's not just like, oh, the photography's not enough, but like it goes so much deeper than photography, like I was saying in the beginning. So go over, head on to Paige and look forward to Paige by Keep Up Live by Paige coming sometime. By 2025, the path will overlap. There's so many people that overlap in your world and mine now that I'm like, this is interesting. It's interesting that like Kristen and I, Kira and I are both in the, I'm in the same group with them. Like one of their mentors, like you're shoot for them. I'm like, all right. I see you, universe. I see you. Well, it'll line up soon. So
yes. Yeah. We're all doing the same work and there's a frequency that is transmitting that we're all on. So yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this convo. It was, as we knew, it was going to be perfect, and it was.
It's perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate you just even giving your time to my audience, to me. And just honestly, like your frequency is so yummy. I felt like that was just like a nice little, ooh, that was fun. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.